Alrighty, is this thing on?
I think we're episode one, finally filming it.
Finally happening. I'm crazy? So excited about this. Honestly, starting a podcast is so terrifying, but I'm so glad that we're doing it and we have each other to kind of just fool around with, because I know that we want to make this fun.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. It's probably going to make a lot of people laugh because we honestly do not have any clue what we're doing. So, yeah,
for sure. So my name's Lauren.
I'm Mandolin.
And we are the Banana Babes. We are so excited to be doing this. Like we said, we kind of just want to have fun with it and just bring everyone along for our experience, because I feel like it really is fun and entertaining.
That's exactly right. I guess we can share a little bit about ourselves, huh, Lauren?
Yeah.
I'm Mandolin. I'm the merchandise coordinator for the Savannah Bananas. I started with the team about a year ago. Last summer was my first summer with the team. I analyze a lot of reports and I'm very fan-facing. I work in the store and then also travel with the team when we go on world tour and manage all of those merchandise setups, which is one of my favorite parts of the job, is just seeing all the different stadiums and learning things from other baseball teams. What about you?
I totally agree. So my position is World Tour Coordinator, which is a super fun title.
Mrs. Worldwide.
People, I'm coming for you. But yeah, so basically it's more of a group tickets position. So for all of the cities that we went on tour back in March to May, when we went to Kansas City, Birmingham, West Palm, all those different places. I was selling tickets to family and friend groups who, want to bring their friends and family out to a game. And so that was a lot of fun. I got to meet a lot of cool people and create cool experiences. And Miss Worldwide right here.
You sell the tickets, I sell the merch.
Yeah, dynamic duo right
dynamic
here.
Dynamic duo.
So that's kind of all about us. For me personally, I went to school right down the street at USC Beaufort. And so I studied communications, and I had honestly no idea that I was going to get into tickets. But here I am after kind of an internship opened up for the Bananas in a ticket position. It was super interesting, and I loved my time, and I didn't want it to end. And so then I continued tickets, and then I started the World Tour position. But all throughout college, I thought that, the only position that I could do or that was available in the sport industry was, marketing or picture related. But then I kind of learned that there's more to it, and that, ticket experiences for me, I knew it had to do with, making moments for people, but deep down, I learned if a father and a son are going to a baseball game, I can make that happen by selling them the tickets. And so that's been really interesting for me and definitely a learning point for me. But what did you study during college?
So I went to college for a fashion degree. I have a Bachelor of Science in Fashion Merchandising, and then I have a minor in Business Management. Definitely not what you really see a lot of in the sports industry, that's for sure. But I did grow up in sports. My dad was a football coach, so I always knew I wanted to be back around the sports industry and back around people that, strive off of kind of being teammates, which is really cool. A great experience that I get to have here with Bananas, being back a part of that sports world. So that's why I love it so much.
Yeah.
All about sports.
We love women in sports.
Yes, women in sports all the way.
Yes. All right. So I know that we had some questions from some fellow Banana Babes. And so we would love to kind of keep our introduction short, but kind of talk about some questions that you guys might have.
Yeah, I had the first one right here. Our favorite part of Grayson Stadium. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I feel like we have a lot of good stuff that people probably don't even
know about.
I feel like we have the same idea. We might have the same one.
Do you want to say it at once?
Yeah, ready?
One, two, three, the trampoline!
Yes, the trampoline is one of my favorite parts of Grayson Stadium. Whenever we're getting stressed out in the office, we go out back and we have a big trampoline. The entertainment team and marketing team uses it for videos, but we use it to kind of de-stress and get away from the office sometimes.
Yes, and it was so funny because one time on the off season, me and Mandolin, we were let's go back in the back and Because we had heard about the trampoline, but we had never been on it ourselves.
We heard the rumors. We just wanted to see if the rumors were true.
Yes, and sure enough, lo and behold, the trampoline does exist. I can't tell you guys where it is, but we went on it. We had a great time. It's a very old trampoline, so the problem was once you go on it, you kind of have to, like, touch the ground and then bounce all the way up, and it was so fun, and so I do love that, but however, we did just get a cool new little gift.
Yes.
From Trek Bikes. They gave us 4 bikes that are super cool, and so we've been all having a blast with that, and that's also a nice way to de-stress, is kind of just zip around on those, especially because they're like the e-bikes, which I had seen them, and I was like, okay, there's no point in getting like an electric bike if I want to ride a bicycle, but they're super cool. You kind of have to pedal and then it'll like glide kind of like a moped. I don't know. I was really scared when I was on it, but
they're so cool.
It was funny because my coworker Evan, he made fun of me. He was like, all right, I'm gonna count how many times you say whoa or you scream, because I always get so excited, so whenever I get pumped up I always like scream. But yeah, that's so funny that we have the same idea as a trampoline.
All right, second question, let's see. Our favorite bananas tradition.
Bananas tradition. I don't know. I think we have a lot of cool traditions, especially like, I don't know if this would be considered being a tradition, but just being fans first.
Yes.
I think that's really cool. Definitely a tradition that we can carry on. I think also just like, yeah. I think tradition for sure would just be fans first and kind of having those moments with fans that
you don't really get at any other ballpark.
Yeah, for sure. And that's definitely something that we can keep on carrying on.
My favorite tradition, I think, would have to be Hey Baby.
Yeah.
Getting to do Hey Baby at the beginning of the games, during the games, and afterwards with all the fans and seeing them really, like, sometimes they start off timid in the beginning when they're outside in the line.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go into the stadium, but by the end of the night when we're having our plaza party,
everyone's
out there dancing. So that's probably my favorite tradition.
That's a very good point. I didn't even think about that, maybe because we're not on the entertainment side, but for sure, I definitely agree. And like Mando said, you know, like people at first, they're looking at us in the beginning, like, what are they doing? Like, they have no idea the dance moves or anything. But yeah, it's really cool seeing by the end of the night, you know, everyone is fully loose. They are having a great time. Like kids that, you know, were super shy in the beginning, like they weren't dancing, but then you see them going full out, especially during Hey Baby. So yeah, that is, that's also a super cool one.
Good tradition. That's for sure. All right, next question. How do we become part of the Bananas staff? We were both interns.
Yeah.
And we weren't really supposed to be here.
It was so funny because once everything, you know, like the summer was winding down last summer, we kind of were like, okay, like, well, we hope we stay. And so that's one good thing about there. I mean, there's many good things about the Bananas, but one of them is that we love to hire like within. And even not, you know, get your foot in the door as a teammate, because that's how I started out. I started out as the kind of like fan services, fan assistant back in March 2021. Yeah. And so I had to think about that. But yeah, I started off and I worked one game as a teammate, and then I kind of just let like our HR department know, like, hey, I'm super interested, like I'm about to graduate. And so I think that's super important, like, you know, if you want to work as with us at the Bananas or anywhere else in the sport industry, kind of just get your foot in the door, because there's many ways where you can get, you know, part of the system and kind of, you know, meet people and kind of put yourself out there.
Yeah, definitely making the most out of any opportunity you get, I think, is really important in any job.
Yeah.
Anywhere that you want to move up higher or get more a part of the organization, is just not being afraid to put your foot in the door and let the people know that you're happy to be there. You're happy to go the extra mile, because I think that's both why we got our jobs.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely agree that hard work always pays off. So whatever you do, just give it your all, and I know it'll pay off.
Yeah, I know. That entire summer that we worked as interns, we learned so much, and I'm just so like blessed that we got to have that opportunity. And it's really shaped us into the people that we are today and why we get to do things like this, because we get to be a part of this amazing organization.
For sure. Don't mind the motorcycle noises, because we live on a main road in Savannah, Georgia, where people... I'm honestly surprised that one of the fire trucks haven't blasted by us.
Yeah, I am shocked, honestly. We'll see if we get it by the end.
See.
Next question. Best thing about being a woman in sports.
Woohoo!
Women in sports.
Honestly, I think, yeah, even Cotton is here filming with us and he's super excited. I think for me, the best part is just being able to show, like, other girls, like, you know, this, even though there are men on the field during baseball, that doesn't mean that women in sports can't be behind the scenes. You know, it's kind of funny because during the tour, we kind of saw. It was super interesting because when we were traveling, especially to Kansas City, like in the airport, people would be asking us like, oh, are you the girlfriends or are you the cheerleaders? And we're like, no, we don't have cheerleaders in baseball, especially, you know, we have the nanas, but still, those are older ladies. But I think the best part is just showing other women that you can do it. If we can, you can,
yeah,
kind of thing. And it is a good time. And, you know, even for me, like I thought marketing was like the only way, but you can also have a job in tickets and kind of be a boss lady at that, and you know, a merchandise or anything.
Yeah.
So I think that's mostly important for me, is that I like to show that women are able to do stuff like this, and that's why we wanted to make this podcast.
That's
also
right. Even though it's like a male dominated field, I feel like anywhere you go you see a lot of men, but there's also some boss babes that are running the team as well. So I think we're a good reminder of that. Other women are a good reminder of that. And it's really like a big, like, boss babe group.
Right, exactly. Just recognize them and recognize everyone else that's doing it, because, you know, it's important too. Do you have any other questions?
I think that was the main ones. We had some repeats of the same thing, but we'll get more next time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so it's been a good time just getting this. Have you been at the Bananas for a year yet?
About a year.
Yeah, it's honestly been crazy. Like, a year has flown by. It's definitely been a lot of fun. I guess we can talk about our little adventure that we had last week as an office. So, last week, we went kayaking as a front office. And I don't know if you guys have been kayaking before, but me and Mando have not.
No,
so
We thought that two unexperienced people made a pro at kayaking, and that was most definitely not the case. On the way, we did so good.
We did.
We did really good. So good on the way to the first island. And then this, on the way back, it really, it showed us who was boss, and it was not us.
I don't know if you guys can't see Cotton at the moment, but he's just rolling around the couch, having a great time. Probably laughing at us. But yeah, it was crazy. So on the way there, like Mando said, we did great. But on the way back, I don't know if it was the tides or what, but let's just say that we had to get towed by the instructor on the way home.
We were the last people
in
the group, like, so far behind.
Yeah.
We just kept going side to side instead of forward.
Yes.
It was
interesting.
It was a mess, honestly.
It was funny because the instructor, he was like, I'm going to tow you guys only because I don't want you guys to, like, give up and hate it. And we were like, we hate it. Like, we want to.
Too late, buddy.
Yeah. And so, honestly, shout out to Tucker and to
Bill,
because, you know,
they were our saving grace. They were back there really trying to
hype us up,
cheer us on.
Meanwhile,
thought that we were going to really turn ourselves around.
No. Honestly, I thought me and Mando were about to just jump out the kayak and just start paddling and
that
swimming.
That would have been easier.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Yvonne and Rhett also for letting us jump in their kayaks. And
right, because once we got with the boys, I mean, shout out to them, because we started flying. We made it back to the beach that we started at.
They got the dynamic duo
10
home.
Minutes. Yeah.
It was...
But we are very competitive front office. As much fun as we have together, we definitely like to compete against each other.
Very true.
Because on the way to the first beach when we first started off. I think the instructor had told us that I was supposed to take an hour, and it took us like 25 minutes to get there. I mean, no, we were flying. We looked like the U.S. Army just out there in the army.
We were ready for battle.
Yes, and it was funny because we got a couple pit vipers from Pit Vipers a little bit ago back in the season. And so a couple of the guys were wearing the pitties, and then a lot of people had some, you know, floppy hats, and we all had matching white long sleeve sun shirts with the banana logo. And so
people
that
were
was
taking
a lot of
pictures.
I know, it's crazy.
It's so crazy.
Like, we're just enjoying our day, and then here, you know, fans, they're taking pictures of us. Even a lady. Okay, so how about the lady who literally, so she had a huge UGA-themed golf cart. She saw us walking to the place when we first started off, and then she gave a couple people a ride. And then I think one of our coworkers was like, oh, we'll be back here at 3, like, walking back to our cars. Sure enough, this lady, God bless her, she shows up with her golf cart, except now she has an extension on it, and it's
like 12 people, if 12 not people. More.
There were, I think, 6 rows. I counted, and it was insane. This thing was the Mac Daddy of all golf carts. We were like, we need one. I know Mando's not a UGA fan, but she was like, I'll get on this.
We could take a yellow one.
Yes. Yeah, and so, a bananas-themed golf cart definitely is in the making, because that would
sure
be
so
fun. But yeah, so stuff like that we love to do with our front office. You know, even we like to have fun on and off the field.
That's exactly right.
What else should we share with the crew for the first episode?
We had some guys get drafted.
That was exciting. That was really exciting. You know, we got people from...
We had about 11 total, I believe.
Yes. I know Nick Clarno got drafted to the Braves, so that's pretty cool.
Chop on, baby.
Chop on.
And Hayden Harris also got signed to the Braves.
Yes, and he's also a Georgia Southern alumni, right? Yes.
Went to Georgia Southern with me, great friend of mine.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And then, I mean, we had people all the way from the Dodgers to Brewers. And then we also had, where else did they go?
It was all over the place.
Yeah, Yankees. We got the Yankees. And then, sadly, so I'm a huge Red Sox fan. There was no Red Sox, but I'm happy for Bo, who got to the Yankees. And then just a bunch of other good guys who, from last summer when we first started, a lot of them got drafted. But then a couple of guys from this year got drafted and kind of had to leave the banana short. But super happy for them. It was super exciting that they can kind of continue their dreams elsewhere.
Very true.
And go.
And we always follow them, always cheer them on. So that's what I really love about our organization. It's like once we meet you and you're part of the Bananas family, you're never out of it.
Right. Like you can't get rid of us. And it's funny because people or the guys will always be like, oh, like, I don't want to say goodbye. I'm like, believe me, you're not saying goodbye because you're stuck with us.
Exactly.
You know, we love to... When they go back to college, if they go back to college, then, you know, following their teams and, like, watching, like, Nick and Drew, you know, win their championship, that was exciting. And so then they come back and we just cheer them on. And then they come back and have fun with us over at the Bananas. So that's always a good time as well.
Yeah.
And then what else? Oh, I mean, even our Banana Ball boys, we love to cheer them on because they go back to their professional teams, and so, you know, we love cheering them on at their other teams, and then even kind of just, you know, following, it's kind of cliche to say, but, you know, following each other on Instagram, like, you keep up with people so easily that way nowadays, you know, so keeping up with, like, Megan and all of them, you know, she's also a part of our Banana Babe fans, which we appreciate.
I can't wait to see them again. I really miss them. Her, Ray Ray.
I know, Ray Ray's getting so big. I meant to tell... Megan, if you're listening, I meant to tell you the other day that she looked so big on your Instagram stories, but...
Maybe we'll have Ray Ray as a guest speaker.
Yes, that would be so fun. She would be the youngest banana babe.
So keep your eyes peeled. We're going to have Ray Ray as a guest speaker.
Yes, we can have Ray Ray and then baby Collins.
That's right. Kelsey, we need her now.
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh. We just... If you guys can't tell, we are just a huge banana family, you know, whatever you decide to do, if it's staying with Bananas forever or even just an intern, we always support each other in all that we do. And so it's just a big family, which is also a great, you know, addition to working together, because we can work together, but we can also have fun and kind of treat each other like family.
That's exactly right.
You know, it's nice because a lot of people are not from Savannah. And so we move to Savannah not knowing anyone but the people in the office. And so it's very exciting to kind of have
a close-knit group
where we can just bounce off each other and, you know, live like family.
A big part of, like, while we're doing this is because, like, everyone from the office is supporting us and being like, heck yeah.
Right.
Go make that podcast, even though we don't really know what we're doing. But here we are because we had the support of them.
So. Right. For sure. And it definitely helps, you know, having people hype us up and be like, oh, when are you making your first podcast? And we're like, oh, okay. Like, I guess we are doing this. Like, we really got ourselves into it. But it really is great. And it's a lot of fun. So I can't wait, especially because, you know, during the sports industry, I mean, we don't leave the games until what, like at least midnight every day.
Yeah, that's an early night for us if we're able to leave the ballpark around 12.
Yeah. And so it's always long nights and long hours, but it's definitely worth it when you're doing it with people who, you know, understand what you're going through and can also have that same, like, you know, fans first culture and kind of have the same, you know, values and appreciation that we do. So it's definitely nice. But I guess the next time that we talk on this podcast, it'll be about playoffs. Well, I guess, yeah, well, let's just talk about it now, I guess. We made it to playoffs. And so from what we understand, it's very like, you know, you have to win a game, lose a game. And
then
you're
up in the air. We don't really know where we'll really be playing this weekend, but we know we'll be playing.
I feel like we're about to get drafted. Like, I mean, we don't know what's going on.
We don't really know what's going on.
Waiting for the phone call.
But so what happens is...
Yes.
If Collins...
Yes.
I think that's their name. If they win two games, yes, I believe, we get to play at home.
Yes.
If not, we're going to be on the road.
Yeah, and we're going to be on the road, so that'll be super exciting.
So maybe we'll be able to film a little something while we're on the road, entertaining you guys.
Because as much as we want you guys to listen to us, we do want to see our faces and kind of just make little fun vlogs on the road. Because, you know, our goal is, I think, also that'll be kind of like a fun introduction to what we want to do on the road, because we are having a world tour. We had a great amount of time, and we had a lot of fun on the road when we went to 7 different cities. And so I know we have big plans to go to many more cities, and so we definitely want to vlog it, because our boys, Dearman and Tanner, Dalton, all of these guys, they were filming their vlogs.
They've inspired us.
Yes, they really are great. You know, we would be sitting down in our living room all together, and we would watch the boys, and they would say, all right, we're going live and we're posting at 9. And so we would be, you know, in our living room at 8, ready to go.
Having like wine night and watching the guys vlog. So now we expect them to do the exact same thing.
For us, hyping the girls up, you know, because we can have as much fun in the front office as they do on the field. So yeah, we definitely want to show you guys kind of what it's like to be, you know, sitting on the bus or the plane or wherever we'll be. Maybe trains, I don't know.
Who knows? You never know. So I guess until then,
keep
your eyes peeled on our social media, and we'll be updating you about the next episode.
Woohoo! Thanks for tuning in, guys. We really had a lot of fun, and, you know, bear with us for learning how to podcast, but, you know, we can learn together, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. Thanks so much, guys.